Hello again, this is Holly with another comment. Usually, when you are talking as an adult to a child, "I would like you to do this or that," does sound more formal, and it's more likely you would say, "I want you to clean your room." But as parents, as a caregiver, as a mentor to a child, part of your responsibility is to teach the difference between formal and informal. And you often have cues, C-U-E-S, cues or clues given by way of changes in your language, in order for the child to tell when there is a difference. So, as a mother talking to a child, I might say, talking to my child, Amber, when she was young, let's say 10 years old or younger, I might say, "I would like you to clean your room today." My tone of voice, my direct eye contact, the way I ask it, might let her know that she probably should say, "Yes, Mom," and clean her room today. But it's also teaching her the language structure. If I said to her, "I want you to clean your room today," she would know by the tone of voice and the way I emphasized, "I want you to," she would know that she did not have a choice, that she would clean her room that day, or else. And the "or else" would mean a punishment. So, "I want you to clean your room today" implies a punishment if you don't do it. "Hey, hon, finish your cereal." La la la, conversation. "I want you to clean your room today." Let me try that again. "I want you to clean your room today." I sound friendly, happy, not threatening. I might answer, "Oh, Mom, such a nice day. I want to go outside and play. But I hope you'll spend about 10 minutes picking up your room first." Still happy, friendly, not threatening, not punishing, but encouraging a little more strongly that I would like her help. I would like her to help me. I might say that. "I would like you to help Mom today. I would like you to help me today by cleaning your room, straightening up a little bit." So the way you ask, whether it's the first request or a follow-up clarification request, many factors determine whether you would use "I want you to," "I would like you to a child, as well as to an adult. To my husband, I might say, "I want you to clean your office today." And he might say, "Football game, sorry, not going to happen." I might repeat, "I would really like you to straighten up your office today. We have company coming tomorrow." That would tell my husband that he will be in trouble if he refuses my request. Or I might follow up and say, "If you don't clean it, I will, and you know you won't like what I do with your things," which is more threatening. So there are different reasons, again, purpose and audience. So someone you are not so close to, a coworker, a manager talking to an employee, a bank clerk talking to a customer. A bank clerk should not say, "I want you to fill out this form." A bank clerk to a customer should say, I would like you to fill this out. Please notice where I've marked the X, or please see line 32 especially. I would like you to. Definitely more polite. Definitely appropriate, whereas I want you to would be inappropriate. In today's world, with people using smartphones, people breaking politeness rules in ways that are new to the past few years, many of these rules of etiquette of what is polite are blurred. B-L-U-R-R-E-D, blurred, not as clear. It's not as easy to be polite, not as easy to be perceived as polite as it used to be. In some contexts today, people want less formality. So I have friends and sometimes my family members who say to me, I'm not your student, talk normally, because they think I talk too politely. So it's not easy even for a native speaker to know when to say, I want you to, I would like you to. Only this, talking less clearly, articulating poorly, or I want you to do this. I want you to do this. I want you to do this. I want you to do this now. I would like you to. I would really like it if you. I would really like you to. Many different reasons why one of those would be better in one situation than another. So listen for this as you watch movies, as you ride the bus and hear an English speaker, as you watch YouTube or TED Talk videos, as you see English in real use, as you see it in dialogues printed in your lesson books that you might be, lessons, classes you might be taking, or examples in lessons you find online. Think about it. Check the context and ask questions. Please keep asking. Hope this helps. Bye.